Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of the pastoral letters, which include 1 and 2 Timothy, and Titus. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministries before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. Titus, who was also established by Paul, acted as an administrator over a network of churches on the island of Crete. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously wrote letters about was that spiritual maturity was more important than natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. A lot of the early leaders of the church were the disciples of Jesus, which some scholars estimated they would have been in their mid-40s to possibly late 60s during the ministry of St. Paul. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s, and even some historians have estimated his age could have been in his late 20s, early 30s towards the end of Paul's ministry and his subsequent martyrdom. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. Both the biblical texts of the New Testament and historical scholarly research indicate that Paul likely warned them about the false doctrines of the Judaizers and proponents of early Gnostic belief. The Judaizers insisted that Gentile converts must first become Jewish and observe all Jewish customs, particularly circumcision. In contrast, major Gnostic teachings featured intricate polytheistic divine genealogies and emphasized secret knowledge as the path to salvation, not faith in Jesus. After all of the interesting facts learned, let us move on by opening our Bibles to Titus chapter 1. Today's reading begins at verse 8, and we'll be ending this section of these scriptures on verse 16. Now, let's start in verse 8. Rather, he must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must love what is good. He must live wisely and be just. He must live a devout and disciplined life. He must have a strong belief in the trustworthy message he was taught. Then he will be able to encourage others with wholesome teaching and show those who oppose it where they are wrong. For there are many rebellious people who engage in useless talk and deceive others. This is especially true of those who insist on circumcision for salvation. They must be silenced, because they are turning whole families away from the truth by their false teaching. And they do it only for money. Even one of their own men, a prophet from Crete, has said about them, "The people of Crete are all liars, cruel animals, and lazy gluttons." This is true. So reprimand them sternly to make them strong in the faith. They must stop listening to Jewish myths and the commands of people who have turned away from the truth. Everything is pure to those whose hearts are pure. But nothing is pure to those who are corrupt and unbelieving, because their minds and consciences are corrupted. Such people claim they know God, but they deny him by the way they live. They are detestable and disobedient, worthless for doing anything good. Once again, that was verses 8 through 16 in the first chapter of Titus, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Titus we just went over a little more in depth. Quote, "To the pure, all things are pure," end quote. This is one of the most insightful and freeing verses in the Bible. All things God made are good, which Paul scribes in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 4, and made to be enjoyed. But humans, in their own corruption, have corrupted what was good. We have mistakenly called certain things, quote, bad, end quote. Things can't be evil. Only actions can be evil, because good and evil are about the will. Sex isn't bad when it is used as God designed. Alcohol is meant to be enjoyed in moderation. Even prescription drugs are meant to be used to help humans. It is when these things get misused that problems happen. The pure life is full of joy. Truly pure people don't avoid pleasure. That is legalism. They drink deeply from the cup of life. Purity is more than innocence. The pure have fought the good fight inside their hearts against evil and overindulgence. It is the weak who do whatever their selfish wills want. The pure understand contentment and moderation, and so they experience pleasure in a more satisfying, sustained way. They deeply enjoy God's good creation. Avoid all excess and make it your ambition to live a simple, pure life. This is a life full of the best joys and pleasures life has to offer. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What does it mean that, quote, to the pure, all things are pure, end quote? How can you enjoy the good things of life without overindulging or forsaking contentment in Christ? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.